Biggs.
Hiya!
Bar.
Woo!
Pasty.
Woo!
The Biggs and Bar Show with Pasty Jamie.
On 106.1 Shea.
Good morning. We are the Biggs and Bar Show. My name is Chris Biggs.
My name is Jason Barr.
And that's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
Got a little phlegm there, do you?
Get it out.
A wee bit of phlegm. Listen, we're going to talk about Brian May of Queen.
Yes. Badass. Getting ready to kick some ass. I don't disagree with him. I am all totally on his side.
He is a very classic insulter. Is that a way to...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got some great lines you don't normally hear before a fight.
You ignorant toad. Yeah. You are as pure as the driven slush.
Yeah, like that sort of stuff.
Also, science has discovered how cavemen talk again.
And it is fascinating, I gotta tell you. I had no idea.
Everyone who tries to do this disappoints everybody else.
And you will try it in your car. I know you will.
It's Palentine's Day.
Yes. Ooh.
Also Galentine's Day.
Yes.
So we will celebrate those. And World Radio Day, too. So yay
what
for
a day
radio.
For us.
I know. How are we going to celebrate? What are we going to do?
I don't know. We'll talk about it a bit. Maybe if you have a question about radio, something you always wondered, we'll answer it.
Yeah, you sure. Want some deep insight?
Yeah.
Into
we're
the thing that
we're
you
honest
love?
Guys.
We are. When it comes to the business, everybody else is like so closed and so like, just lie. Stay lying.
Yeah, they'll lie to you.
They will lie to you.
But we won't lie to you.
No. So whatever
I
you
mean,
want.
We're not going to say anything derogatory about people or anything. But if you have a business question,
we love radio.
Radio, yeah.
Yeah. But
we'll answer it. No reason to. To be fake about it?
No, why would you? Huh? People don't care, right? People can handle a little bit of honesty, don't you think?
Probably.
Huh?
Yeah. Actually, most people can't. But we'll do it anyway.
Yeah, sure. So we got all that. Plus, we're going to help you get the hell out of here. We're going to play some more of the Bieber calls.
Yeah.
And we'll start with some Moist right now. 106.1 Jay.
Moist.
It's World Radio Day.
And we are on the radio.
Yeah, we are.
So... have been for some time.
Do you want to play this little world radio montage?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
All right, here, listen here.
Ένα 13 Φεβρουάρι, World Radio Day.
All we hear is Radio Gaga.
How about a little radio?
February 13th is World Radio Day.
Radio.
Radio.
World Radio Day.
Don't change my radio station.
Radio transmission.
There you go. Yeah. Happy World Radio Day.
I love the first guy. I love when I go to like a foreign country and I turn on their radio station and I hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's just cool to me. I don't know why.
I don't know what we're supposed to do. It's just celebrating how awesome we are, which we never do.
No, we never say anything like that.
We never brag about our accomplishments.
No.
There. No.
Very rare.
I don't know. If you hug your radio today, I guess. I'd be like,
yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Send us stuff.
Yes.
That's what you should do. You should gift us things for providing this fantastic service every day.
You're listening to the radio.
Yep.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I think the industry is just a very typical industry problem. Like, okay, it's World Radio Day. What do we do with it?
Yeah, I don't think we really do anything.
Like what? It's like saying it's World Air Breathing Day. Like, I don't get it. Like, why do we need it? How are we supposed to... Because there's just as much bad radio as there is good radio.
Oh, yeah.
So we celebrate the bad radio, too? I don't
know if they have enough time, Chris.
No, there's way too much bad radio. I don't know. I guess if you have a question or something, people all say, hey, what is this and how does this work and stuff like that. We'll answer it for you. Why not?
Sure.
Why is this song play? What, you guys pick the music? Why do you always play this song?
Yeah, we'll answer for you.
What do you guys do during the songs?
Also, I can take a picture of Jamie right now if you want to know what Jamie does during the song.
Yeah.
You're comfortable. That's all I'm saying.
I'm pretty comfortable.
You're pretty comfortable.
I get like 7 seconds of comfort per 5 minutes of time, I would say.
7 seconds, eh?
Yeah. I've extended it a little bit.
So you're not comfortable when you're laying back with your arms above your head in your chair?
No, that one's okay.
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 But like when I make my chair tilts back, like it won't tilt back.
Uh-huh.
So that's not comfortable.
Okay.
Like, see?
Like I can't sit straight.
I always have to be, my core is always engaged. That's why it's my. That's why my abs are
stone
the way they are.
Yeah, good old stone abs over here.
Yeah, yeah. You can't see them, but they're hard as rocks, Jason.
Right, right.
So referring back to bad radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to the radio.
Yeah, so hug a radio. If you know anybody who works in radio, I don't know, give them a high five.
Yeah.
Give them a pat on the butt.
Or a gift card, because most of them don't get paid very well. Yeah.
that is how we should celebrate.
Yeah.
Give
somebody in radio a gift card. like preferably for food.
Or set up a soup line or something. Yeah.
Bring them over a casserole.
Because that'd be amazing.
They probably love it. Big casserole to eat for a whole week.
But happy radio day, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Same to you.
All right. Chris.
And now, in a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-assed news with Biggs and Barr.
Well, the Ottawa Senators looking to halt their 6-game losing streak as they host the Arizona Coyotes. Ottawa, a mere 22 points out of a playoff spot. I guess they don't really have much to play for more than pride, but
there's still hope.
It's still a fun time to go to an NHL hockey game. And if you have kids, your kids won't know.
For sure.
Just take them. They'll have fun.
They'll have a good... And you're looking at the future, man.
And it's too late. You can't tank because no one's going to catch Detroit.
In who's the having like department,
a historically bad season.
Yeah, yeah.
Like. So, you're like, damn it. Like, we got to kind of try.
But go. You'll have fun.
Yeah.
goalie Freddie Anderson is still questionable for a start tonight when the Leafs host Dallas. He's been out with a neck injury. Really broke his neck.
Jeez. Yeah.
Raptors had their franchise record winning streak stopped at 15 games, beaten by the Nets in Brooklyn 101-91.
It's the jerseys in the court. Have you seen it, Jason?
No.
I doubt you have.
I don't even know.
They've colored the court gray.
Why?
And their jerseys are gray, so it literally looks like a scene out of that Tobey Maguire movie where he goes back in time and like half's in color, half's in black and white.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could pick a more...
it's not an obscure movie.
Obscure.
What's
Pleasantville.
It called?
Pleasantville. Thank you very much.
Now it makes sense.
There you go.
Very good.
So you're blaming their loss on the...
On the movie Pleasantville.
Have you seen
on
it?
On the movie Pleasantville.
Everything looks like it's in black and white, and then the Raptors are there in red jerseys.
So then they should stand out more. You should be able to find your teammates.
It messes with their mind.
Well, it's Tobey Maguire's fault then.
Yeah. Yep.
Canada's Nick Taylor hopes to ride his momentum of his second career PGA victory when he tees off at the Genesis Invitational in Los Angeles. I talk about golf not because I'm really interested in it, but it reminds me that spring is coming. Elementary teachers have been holding weekly rotating strikes in the province. I don't know if anyone's noticed. today, they're targeting several boards, including ours here, the Ottawa Carleton District School Board, as well as the Ottawa Children's Treatment Center. I know the news people throw that in there just to... Add a little stank on the wound.
Yeah, throw a little stank on that.
High school teachers striking at some boards, including Renfrew County and Kingston. Also, teachers in Ontario's French system holding a strike today. They haven't been on strike since 1997.
It's the big one.
Now, they did announce yesterday that all four of Ontario's major teachers' unions announced a joint one-day strike for, I bet you're thinking it's a middle-of-the-week kind of thing, eh? No, it's next Friday, February 21st.
Yeah.
A little long weekend action there.
Hang out
with their buddies on Friday morning and then, go out and have a little bit of sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another long weekend.
Talk about the good times.
Yeah. A Monday's a holiday too.
Yeah.
Next week is a 3-day school week.
I forgot Monday was family day coming up.
You know what? Almost bravo. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to respect it at this point.
Yeah.
Almost bravo.
And if you're looking for a gift for me, KFC just teamed up with Crocs, the comfortable shoes, to make a special line. They have fried chicken printed on them, and there's a fake drumstick attached to the top, and the drumsticks are chicken-scented. So they'll go on sale this spring for $60 American, I'm assuming, so about $250 Canadian.
Oh, wow.
periods of snow today, 5 centimeters or so, high of -1, then tonight... The temperature, she's going to drop down to about -23.
Woo!
We're going to get another 5 centimeters tonight. And tomorrow, sunny, high of -11. And then Saturday, maybe some flurries, -5. Right now, it's -4. And that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shea.
Hi. We are the Biggs and Bar Show. You guys want to do one of the Bieber things or no?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. As you know, we're giving away Justin Bieber tickets.
We can't keep up with all the calls that come in.
Not for you. We know you don't want them, but yeah. Your daughter or your sister or your whoever.
Yeah, somebody.
Somebody probably wants the Bieber tickets.
Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's somebody in your family that likes bad music. So we've had people calling in and leaving their best Bieber. Is this the one, the guy that misses the point?
Yeah, I think he thinks that we're giving away different tickets.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah, listen to this one.
Hi, my name's Eric. I'm calling about trying to get the tickets. This is for my twins, Karen and Phil. They're huge fans, so I figured I'd do their favorite song. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Good luck, kids. Daddy loves you.
Yeah.
Well, we will, I'm sure, be giving away tickets to see Rage at Blues Fest at some point.
Yes.
He has missed the point on what these tickets are for.
Not right now. Yeah. So if you want the tickets, you got to call the Dougie line and leave us your name, who they're for, and your best little Bieber clip.
It's 613-216-3849.
Yeah.
Or 216 Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
You have a lot of competition, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a ton.
Wow.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Deer.
You know, I see deer every day.
I never see them.
Every day.
There's signs all around where I live in the South. Like, on all the trails I go, I've never.
Really?
Now, my son is not quiet.
Right.
So, I mean, he scares away animals for miles. But
I have had a couple in my backyard.
What?
Yeah. I had a giant buck on the road that I turn out of to come out of my house, just standing in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And I see, deer standing at the side of 417, just checking out traffic.
Yeah, just chilling.
Have you ever fed them? You ever try to feed them when they're in your yard?
No, don't feed deer.
Well, there's a woman in Colorado who's getting a little bit of heat because she brings them into her house.
Yeah, not just feeding them in the yard.
No, bread, carrots, apples, bananas, stuff like that. She's posted some clips.
She's been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As she should be.
Yeah.
The video is amazing because there is all lineup. It's there's a lineup. It's like a food line in the 1930s of deer outside her house. It's hilarious. Let's, we have some audio over here.
Yeah, my angel. Yes, he's a sweet bread. Yes, guys, I see y'all. In 1 second, okay? I'm coming. Hi. You want to try? Hi. Num-num. Yes. Yeah, his carrot num-nums. Yes.
Just get a cat, lady.
Yeah.
The reason you shouldn't be feeding deer is because it encourages them to come into urban-type areas suburban areas.
Walk into traffic.
And then you're driving your car like 160 like the dude that passed me on the 417 this morning, and you smoke a deer, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
You will die. And if you don't, you will be severely, severely injured.
She's obviously very fond of them.
Yeah.
I want to make fun of her. I want to make fun of her. I want to make fun of her, like, baby talk.
No, that's how
animals,
you talk to dogs.
But that's exactly how I talk to dogs.
Yeah. Where I used to live when I grew up in Brampton, there was a lady next door who used to feed the raccoons in the area. Now, we lived on a ravine. And so she would just put cat food out for these raccoons. And as the sun went down and dusk, there would be a literal line, maybe 25, 30 raccoons walking up her backyard, going under or over the fence. And they're all just sitting around snacking cat food. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
In that instance, it actually did a little bit of good because they kept out of the garbage.
Yeah.
No trash pandas.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it used to drive my dog insane.
Oh, I can imagine.
Don't feed the wild animals.
Don't
do it.
Yeah.
All right.
For many reasons, that's one of them.
Yeah.
Also, if you hit one, your car insurance is going to go up.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
No.
Going up anyways, guys.
Oh, that's right. 11% or something.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
That's
the deer's fault. Stupid deer. I just want to see one.
Yeah, it cost you a few bucks.
Don't do that again.
Deer.
I quit.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Oh, well, the snow is a-coming. Only 5 centimeters or so today.
White death.
5 more tonight.
It's falling nicely.
Yeah. It's also going to drop down to minus 23 tonight.
Ooh. So,
a little bit of fluctuation in temperature.
Yeah. Bring your earmuffs.
Yeah. Elementary teachers been holding weekly rotating strikes today. They're targeting some other boards, including the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board, as well as the Ottawa Children's Treatment Center. There's high schools striking in Renfrew County and Kingston, and the French system holding strike today, too. Haven't done that since 1997.
Wow.
So they are upset.
The headline on the newspaper this morning, it's the big one.
Yeah.
For a one day.
Yeah, yeah, everywhere.
While they're also holding another big strike.
Yeah.
All of the four boards next Friday. Friday, eh? Getting that off.
And weird. Cool.
Via Rail has extended the cancellation of some services in Ontario and Quebec until at least the end of the day on Friday because of that blockade near Belleville. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day, but today is Palentine's Day and also Galentine's Day.
Yeah. Pal, I don't know why they had to invent Galentine's Day.
Yeah, because pal is
just pal represent everyone. Yeah. It's not a... I have better music, Jamie.
Oh, you got better
music. Yeah, I got a better hear. This is better little. There you go.
Yeah.
Great.
So tomorrow, everything's going to be all romantic-y.
Yeah.
I guess. But if you don't have a romantic interest or have no desire to have one.
Even if you do.
Yeah.
What's wrong with showing your boys or your girls or your crew some love today? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you have friends probably.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's a whole other issue.
I mean, they always say, right, you don't get to pick your family, but you do get to pick your friends.
That's true. Yeah.
So, guys, just want to tell you, Jamie.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thanks, Chris.
Jason, I love you.
I love you too, man.
All right. Now, what are you supposed to, like, what else are you supposed to do? We're supposed to go hang out, right?
Is that Valentine's Day? I think so, yeah.
You guys want to go get lunch or?
You got I wouldn't mind lunch. You buying?
I'll buy you lunch, Jamie.
if we should do.
If it's through a window of a car.
I know what we should do.
Yeah.
Since we have a new friend, our new boss.
Ah.
He should buy us lunch.
That's a great idea, Jason.
What a great idea.
What a great way for him to enforce his friendship with
us.
Yeah. Cement it.
That's a great idea. So our boss turn, Adam, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Even breakfast would be fine
because then we don't have to stay later.
No, he does ride his bike into work.
That's
tough. That's right. Yeah, so we can't take us out for lunch because I don't think all four of us would fit on his bicycle.
He can drive one day.
I don't think so.
He has a car. I've seen it.
Oh, I know he has it. But every day he rides his bike, he saves $5.
I know. Do we really want to be friends? Bringing that guy kind of guy into our circle?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
we do. Yeah.
All right. Well,
at least until he brings us breakfast.
Yeah.
I was in a store yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Try to keep this going. And they had so many bouquets of flowers still left.
Sure.
And I imagined the rush that's going to happen
tomorrow
during the day or tonight.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There were so many. I would just imagine like a lineup of men with miserable faces. Like,
if you want a pro tip, if your significant other is not a piece, then you can just wait until Saturday, the 15th, everything discounted.
And get it for,
wow.
Get it for a break there.
Yeah.
It's a terrible day.
Absolutely.
It's a terrible day. It's forced romance. It's like the worst.
Yeah.
There's nothing genuinely, genuine about Valentine's Day.
No.
It's nothing.
No. So today is Palentine's Day.
But today's a better day.
Everything will be less expensive.
Because nothing's expected.
No.
Just be pals.
Just be pals,
You're gonna buy me nothing.
No.
All right, pally.
Just fake laugh at my jokes sometimes.
Okay.
I'm gonna give me a pat on the back when I'm sad.
Mm. I guess Palentine's Day is more than today, then.
Yeah.
The Bigs and Bar Show. On 106.1
Shea. Fire!
Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Instant answer question time! Hey, yo! Text us! 762-555! Text the show! We'll text you back! No, we won't, but we'll answer fast!
You guys want to start with an example of a terrible question? Like the ones we can't stand?
Sure.
One of the worst ones ever?
Yeah. Like, which one do you like more? Spaghetti and meatballs or macaroni and cheese?
Ugh.
I don't care. I'd rather punch myself in the face than answer
what
that.
What a stupid question.
Yeah.
What a waste of time. They're both delicious.
They're both delicious.
Yeah.
Stupid questions.
Where does the saying the whole nine yards come from?
Well.
Anyone know?
Yes, actually. Because in World War II, in aircraft, some of like the guns, they had 27 feet of bullets. If you emptied your whole thing, you gave your opponent the whole nine yards.
Ah.
There you go.
It's not a football thing. I always thought it was a football thing.
No, you'd think, the whole nine yards and still one to go.
Yeah.
I am in your beautiful region of Ottawa today. Where is the best place to go for breakfast? Well, I haven't tried all the places. I know if you're in...
You haven't tried all the places?
No, I haven't yet. It'll be an ongoing project for me.
Yeah.
But I enjoy Dunn's in the market or out by the airport. If they're open 24 hours.
Two locations of the Hard Stones Grill, which is really good.
The one in Kempville.
Kempville and then one in Nepean.
Yeah.
Maryvale?
Maryvale, yeah.
You guys are breaking a rule.
What?
Don't talk about places.
We don't talk about places unless they bring us food.
Just a person who's here for a day.
Okay.
Trying to, you know, promote the city.
All right. Can you guys sing the intro and outro of Instant Answer Question Time?
We always do.
We sing live every day.
Every day.
What's the most memorable question you've been asked other than this one right here?
you got me on memory, man. I could tell you stuff that happened when I was in like grade 2.
Yeah.
But stuff in recent memory, I have no idea. Been hit in the head too many times.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Why does AM radio still exist? Well, I mean, there's a market for it, like the talk radio and stuff like that and news radio. If you're wondering why the actual frequency, the amplitude modulation frequency still exists, it's because they have licenses. What do you want to do? You can't just shove everything over to FM.
There's
enough
space.
Room on the dial.
Not enough room.
They are decreasing, though, in like popular stations being on. Like in the States, they're doing a lot of like sports talk and everything. They're just throwing them on FMs because it's clearer.
Well, now with the high definition signals, you can have two or three different signals coming through the frequency. So if you see on your radio dial, one of the radio stations has an HD, like when it lights up on you. If you hit the same station a few times, you can jump from station to station on the same frequency.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Can you play some Motley Crue? I'm sure we will, man, at some point.
Yeah, like every day.
Didn't we already?
We don't take requests. Man, have you ever had to do the Coyote Ugly? I don't even know what that means. Like go to a place called Coyote Ugly? Because there's a few bars called that. Is it a thing? Is it a move?
See at the...
Is it like the Spider-Man or the...
Or like being a wingman?
The glass bottom boat?
I'll look it up.
Like does he mean coyote arm?
What do you mean? What's that?
Like you pick up a person at the bar. It could be a man or a woman. And then you've had something to drink. And then the next morning, you wake up and your arm is under their head. And you look at it, they're like, oh my God, what did I do? And you have to chew your own arm off to get away so they don't wake up. Like that's different.
It does say coyote ugly means that someone's coyote ugly. It is referring to
a human.
Something that happens at the saloon.
At the saloon, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's almost time for the annual toys. Will your show be continuing this tradition?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, yeah. It's a station.
It's a great contest.
Yeah, yeah. We have.
We love giving stuff away.
It's maybe one of our favorite things. You know?
Yeah.
Giving away massive, awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool part of the gig. Let's celebrate radio, guys, for giving away massive, awesome stuff. Because it's World Radio Day. I mean, we can't really celebrate the questions we got, but we can celebrate.
No, they were awful.
We can celebrate radio. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Terrible.
For Terrible, our contest where you call us and tell us something like a story you witnessed or were part of that was terrible but also funny.
Keep that in mind. Also funny.
Also funny.
We've had some people call with just some terrible things. Like, no, you've ruined our show. Thank you. I forget this person's name.
All right. Good morning. Hello. Hey there.
Morning.
Hi. Hey. What's your name?
Bill.
All right. What's terrible?
Well, this happened quite a few years ago, but I was walking through a mall rather quickly because I was late for work. And as I came around the corner to walk into my store, a small child, like toddler, came running around the corner the opposite way. And their face went straight into my knee.
Sorry.
As I was stepping forward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And this kid did like the whole like, you know when you see somebody get hit in the face with a ball and the head goes back and the arm legs follow? Did that. I'm like, oh, my God, I've just killed this kid. The mother comes running up, grabs the kid by the hand and goes, don't you ever run away from me again, and then storms off without saying anything to me.
She had no idea that you had smoked her kid in the face with your knee?
No, she saw it happen.
Hey, well, she blamed the right person.
Yeah.
You're fine. Yeah.
We need more.
I agree.
We need more people like that in the world again.
Did you hear a nice crack?
It was more of a like it was like it was like the whole face covered by the whole knee.
Probably saved the kid.
Yeah.
Entirely possible. I'm a pretty big dude, so yeah.
All right, hold on, man. That's a great story. That's gonna be hard to beat.
Oh yeah. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello.
It's Will.
Hello, yeah,
Will,
that's me.
You, sir. What's your name?
My name is Will.
What's your terrible story, Will?
Well, whether it's terrible or funny, it's a little odd. So years ago, when I was a child, obviously, I lived on a farm that we rented. And right next to the farmhouse was a dairy barn. And one night, my mother looks at me and asks me why the lights were on in the barn. So she sent me out to check it out. Oh. Yeah.
No.
Needless to say, I found one of the town drunks and they're going to town.
No.
No.
Yeah, that's terrible. I know.
That is
not
terrible.
Funny, it was terrible,
just,
for sure.
Just by himself?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, one of the relatives of the family.
With
and well, no, he was having fun with one of the animals.
Oh wow!
No. Oh, okay. That's terrible.
Yeah,
I know it is.
I thought he was there writing poetry by himself.
No. He had a partner.
Was it a large, like one of the larger animals?
It was a cow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
wow. The front end, or like, was it a peanut butter thing, or was it?
Never mind. I can't bear any more. I'm traumatized.
All right. Hold on, man. All right. You know what we say on this show all the time is love your animals, don't make love to your animals. Also, another theory is if the cow really didn't want it, it could have gotten away. That's a big animal.
Yeah. Third theory is he's just making it up.
Yep.
But who knows? All right, let's go to the next one.
Okay. Right here.
Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Derek.
Hey, Derek, what's terrible?
Okay, so years ago, a buddy of mine, my friend and I were working at one of those hotels that does weddings. We were porters and stuff, bringing dishes back and forth.
Okay.
And it turns out that a friend of his sister was getting married. Anyway, long and the short of it is, they said, okay, after your shift, come back and have, you know, join us for drinks. So, yeah, no problem. He says, oh, we're having a party at the house afterwards. So we go over there after the whole night. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. We're sitting around having a couple. And then my buddy goes, okay, he goes, the bathroom's busy, so I'm going outside. So he goes outside to do his business. And 25, 35, 45 minutes go by, and we're like, what the hell did he do? Did he drive home? Did he leave? What? So, So we go inside and we're walking around the backyard, and my friend goes, I found him. And so we came around the corner, and the poor dude had his all extremities exposed, and the guy passed out in a rose bush.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, he passed out. But we're talking full frontal pass out.
Oh, they fell front.
With his hands in front and his junk just completely.
I got it.
You know,
the scrapes.
Yeah.
My God, the scrapes.
I got it.
Yeah, well, big time. So I said, we looked at each other, said, who's going to touch him? And nobody wanted to touch him. So we left him there for a couple hours just to sleep it off.
Oh, the damage has been done. I mean, it's fine.
Well, yeah, and nobody wanted to touch it. We just let the cold heal it.
Yeah.
So when he woke up, he came inside, and we were just sitting
terrible.
There. He's grabbing his stuff and
terrible.
He goes, does anybody have any Band-Aids? And we couldn't.
Terrible.
And we said, why? What's wrong? Oh, you won't believe it. Oh, I bet we will.
Terrible.
Okay.
That pricks all around in that story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at you. Imagine one went right in the tip.
Oh. No. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. All right. So we got that story. Dude with his junk out in the rose bush. We got the animal story.
Yeah, I don't really want to reward.
And we got the dude that kneed the kid in the face.
The one that made us laugh the hardest was the.
I think the knee in the face has got to be. Again, for the sensitive folks out there, we don't condone kneeing children in the face.
Of course not.
But a funny story is a funny story.
What kind of idiot? He felt horrible about it.
It wasn't his fault.
It was inadvertent.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
No problem. he's got tickets to see the Supertramp dude, right?
Roger Hodgson.
Roger Hodgson, yeah. Roger Hodgson. All right, congratulations.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Science, we love science on this show. They've discovered how Neanderthals talk. You know, cavemen, cavewomen.
Well, there's been a bunch of, we've played some of these before. There's been, they're always trying to, for some reason, really excited to figure out how Neanderthals sounded.
So this is a new one?
This is, this was a study done 15 years ago.
Okay.
But now they're just actually...
They're coming out again and putting it into practice? Yeah, this could be the... Okay. This could be how Neanderthals sounded.
So this might be the definitive study.
Yes, on our never-ending quest.
Okay.
Now, in all the movies or whatever media you've seen, they're always like... Right? Like they try to make them sound like that.
Car insurance.
So, yeah, exactly. Is that accurate? Like, well, you have some examples, right?
I have.
This is a scientist getting a fella to speak
to
like
to recreate what it would be like. Okay. This is legit, by the way.
Yeah. Yes.
Try male human voice, count over three.
One, two, three.
Just pitch up your voice.
One, two, three.
Let's just add a bit of nasal now.
One, two, three.
Now, the other thing that would be happening, which would actually increase that quality, is a very heavy skull that seems to pull down into the throat there. Now, speak.
One, two, three.
Now let's make a sound. Just let's make a huge R.
So they're saying it's much higher pitched.
I know guys that look exactly like that. Their voice is nothing like that.
One, two, three.
We all know a Neanderthal in our lives.
I think this completely explains why Neanderthals are no longer here.
Yeah.
It's like because the humans killed them. Because they're like, oh my God, Frank's coming over again. If I hear him say one, two, three one more time.
One, two, three.
Any animal would have done it.
Yeah, lions from like 7 kilometers away could hear them talking and just came and ate their throats so they wouldn't have to hear them anymore.
Sitting there chowing down on an elk or something like that. Like, what the hell was that, John?
Oh, it's those stupid Neanderthals again.
Are you inviting your Neanderthal friend over to watch wrestling?
Yeah,
no, because all he yells is,
one, two, three!
That's it.
That's it. We figured it out.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Wow.
We don't need science.
No.
Yeah. Those guys were catching spears from like 3 kilometers away.
Yeah.
Right. What gave them away? Well, it was probably this noise.
One, two, three.
I love science.
What number are we going to go on?
Why'd you bring Frank along on the hunting trip? All he does is count all the elk he sees.
Yeah. Do you see any? I see.
One, two, three.
Jesus,
oh,
Frank,
they're running
shut up.
Now. Ah. They're gone.
Ah! Now he's chasing.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Yeah, I live out in the country.
You do?
I've had the odd mouse in the house you got to get rid of.
That should be a song.
Mouse in the house.
Mouse in the house.
Gotta get rid of it.
I think there's many songs about mice in the house.
Okay.
But rodents get in. That's what they do. It gets cold. They want to get in the house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people are scared of them.
So there's
I am not.
You're not afraid of any?
Luckily, my wife is not.
You've stomped many a rodent to death.
Yeah, unfortunately. They get stuck to the glue the glue traps. Yeah. You got to get rid of them, right?
It's the life of living in the woods, man.
Stomper and axe.
The tone of, you know, yep. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That was great. He's
a human being.
I'm not a cruel person.
No.
You know?
But so there's a video that's getting some attention of a lady who's in a bathroom, a mom.
Yeah.
Because there's a squirrel in their bathroom.
Well, she thinks there's a squirrel in the bathroom.
I think he's pranked her.
I love how you can hear her from 2 rooms away, and you'll be able to tell that he's walking towards.
Now, this isn't specifically a female trait, but it's much more displayed as a female trait. And I need a lot of wives to be put on notice here. Like, if you behave this way, when the apocalypse comes, your husband's just going to put you down. Because there's no way.
He'd just leave you there.
There's no way you're all going to survive if you're behaving this way. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, I'm just afraid of warning. But here's the clip here.
So we've had squirrels getting in our attic. And my wife is now standing on the counter because she's freaked out and thinks one has somehow gotten in our bathroom, which is physically impossible.
So,
there, it is literally impossible.
There is a squirrel there. I hear it.
No, I'm telling you.
Don't open that door.
I got a stick.
And then his reaction.
He has a stick. It's a lightsaber, isn't it?
No, I don't know what it is. It looks like almost like the thing you open your blinds with.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's
really.
I got a stick. No, you call the exterminator right now.
Watch.
Call
watch. Watch. Watch.
Brandon,
watch.
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 Ah!
Watch.
What?
What did I just tell you?
I know it did.
There literally is nothing in here. Literally nothing. Nothing! Nothing! I'm looking everywhere.
And then something jumps out of the garbage. Which is...
It looks like a stuffed squirrel. Yeah. Like, I think he has it on a string and he pulls it.
Oh, absolutely.
To scare his mom.
I would prank her like crazy.
That tone... That panic, constant scream tone.
They're not even words.
Like, nothing grates my soul to the core more than that tone.
That's what I hear when I, like, leave crumbs on the counter.
Which is physically impossible. Suits,
there,
it is literally crumbs. Impossible.
There is
I'm telling you.
Don't open that door.
I got a stick.
I'm like, it was an accident.
Is that your house every day?
No, just when I leave crumbs.
I got a stick. Yeah.
Here's something for all of you who are afraid of rodents. Something you might not want to know.
What?
You all have mice in your house.
Yeah.
You all do.
Stop it.
Every one of you.
La, 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 la.
Every one of
My
you.
My wife is listening.
She has mice in
Chris
the house.
Chris had to sell a
car. I had to sell a car because of a mouse.
Every house.
Stop it.
Has a rodent in
He's
it.
He's lying.
And they breed.
Jason every Barr.
House. You just don't hear them.
Is a huge
They
fat
walk on
liar.
The insulation. The only time you hear them is when they fall off and hit the roof.
Now, stop it.
Every house.
Spreading your violent lies.
In the world.
You can ruin lives today. Stop it.
Has rodents in it.
I'm not selling my house. Well,
you can't live in it. You'd have to float.
I got a stick.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a stick. Yeah. It's all good. Stick fixes everything. From mice to dummies. And liars. Woo.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Here's how it works. That fella over there.
Me.
A beard growing guy. I was going to say genius, and then I didn't want to give you that big a compliment.
Don't even.
He's going to ask you 5 trivia questions.
His name is Jason Barr.
He doesn't matter right now. He's just a vessel to deliver cash to the good Shay listeners.
Like good old mouth beer. Vessel.
Yeah, I'm like your beer bottle.
Yeah, that's exactly what you are.
The money's the beer.
Yeah. So he's going to have 5 trivia questions. You have to get all 5 right in 30 seconds. You can pass and come back, but you have to get them in inside the 30. And we're not going to tell you whether they're right or wrong until the end. Your answers, okay?
Okay, we got Todd on the phone.
Hot Toddy.
Okay.
Hot Toddy.
All right, Todd.
You ready?
$250 up for grabs. Your time will start after I ask the first question.
Auto what?
Here we go.
All right.
What U.S. state per square mile has the most tornadoes of all states?
Oklahoma.
What letter does the word gnarly start with?
G.
What forced romance day is tomorrow?
Valentine's Day.
What do you call a group of parrots?
Pass.
What zodiac sign are we currently in?
Aquarius.
What do you call a group of parrots?
Flock?
A squawk?
I think you said flock. Okay, let's review.
Right. Squawk would make sense.
Okay. What zodiac sign are we currently in? You said Aquarius. That is incorrect. It is Capricorn.
We're in Capricorn.
What do you call a group of parrots? You said a flock. It is incorrect. That is a pandemonium.
It's a pandemonium.
What forced romance day is tomorrow? Valentine's Day. Correct. What letter does the word gnarly start with? Correct. The word letter G.
Yeah.
And what U.S. state per square mile has the most tornadoes of all states? Correct again.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
But you didn't win, Todd. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Todd.
All right, no worries.
Enjoy your day, bud.
Take care, brother.
You just hang up on him? But he was replying. He was going to tell
you. Yeah, he was just going to say you too. Like, whatever.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, thanks to Todd's inadequacy, the pot's now up to $260.
They're not inadequate. People have real inadequacy issues, and you're going to make them feel worse about themselves.
They were totally inadequate. I did not answer all the questions correctly. It was an inadequate amount of answers.
I just wish you would find a nicer word.
What would you like, Chris?
I don't know.
Because of Todd's failure?
Yeah.
I think that's much worse.
No, I think failure is better because it's like a one-off. Inadequacy makes it like it's an overall picture thing. Like, inadequate.
He's not inadequate. Right. He was just inadequate in doing this contest. Yeah. Are you equating it with like an erectile dysfunction thing or something?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Is that the sound of
a 100%. Yeah.
great. Now you're going to make everyone who has erectile dysfunction feel bad about themselves, too.
Well, they are somewhat inadequate.
There you go.
Like not
that doesn't
adequately...
make them less. It
no,
doesn't make them less.
But in that task, they're inadequate. As we are in many.
Yes. Including
more. Ah!
Do you want me to speak, or are you just going to be playing? Did that guy? No, I shouldn't.
Play it
You're
again.
Right. Keep playing it. Play it over again. Me. Play it over me.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jamie's made us look stupid again.
On the contrary.
We have to clarify something. In our Otto What contest we just did, one of the questions was, what zodiac sign are we currently in?
And Jamie loves trivia, so he provides all the questions.
He does.
The answer he provided was Capricorn, which we have since learned is a controversial answer.
It is.
It's not controversial. It's incorrect.
Well, it's not incorrect.
We are inside Aquarius.
We're not.
It depends on which one you're following.
What do you mean we're
See,
not?
See, Jamie's he's not.
I'm up on the times.
He's not right, but he's not wrong.
1 month ago, NASA, as in.
No, do you mean NASA?
NASA. Yes, NASA, not the Bahamas.
NASA's
yes.
in the Bahamas.
NASA.
Wrong again.
The space folk.
Have confirmed that the sky today is completely different to how it was almost 3,000 years ago when the Babylonians first invented the 12 signs of the zodiac. Okay. And that's because.
Let him finish.
And that's because the Earth's axis has shifted. And so now things have shifted. They've also added another sign. So on January 2020, they added a 13th.
NASA?
NASA.
Do you think NASA does zodiac signs?
Apparently. So they are saying. So right
now,
they have shifted. They have shifted. So right now, we are in Capricorn for another 3 days.
That's what it says. The new sign says it goes from January 20th to February 16th. The old dates were December 22nd to January 19th.
Okay.
So he's not right, but he's not wrong.
Fair enough.
Guy still lost the contest anyway.
Yeah.
You got another question wrong
another
anyway,
question
so it doesn't
wrong,
matter.
It doesn't matter.
But, so
sorry I'm up on the times on my zodiac signs.
Okay. I'm no longer a Pisces then.
Oh, no?
You got shifted?
Yeah, I'm an Aquarius.
Everything's
now.
Debunked.
But
so am I still
does that mean that it was wrong 43 years ago?
Well, what about those personality tests we all take? Will they change now? Everything is dependent upon the stars, Chris.
Jeez.
This messes up everything.
Yeah.
Everyone's tattoos they have with their symbols are wrong.
Are you even the year of the dragon?
Yeah.
Are you still? I don't know.
That end of the world.
Now I got to change my tramp stamp. That's terrible.
What did you have? What did you think you were?
A clown? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
A clown.
The year of the clown.
What's the new sign they added?
It starts with an O. Hang on.
No, I'm still the same. I'm good.
Ophiuchus?
Yes.
Ophiuchus?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Well, they said the Babylonians probably overlooked it because of blah, blah.
What is it, though? Because everything else has a...
Excited. There's a new sign.
You're actually excited?
What is it? The guy riding a snake.
Wow.
The guy fighting a snake riding a scorpion.
Oh, no, I'm a Virgo
that
now.
That is the best sign ever.
Interesting.
I am now a Pisces. Everything's witchy.
Yeah. World's gone tits up.
Yeah, what's happened?
I want to be the sign riding a snake, riding a scorpion, fighting a snake.
Well, anybody sign. From November 29th to December 17th?
Yeah. You're Ophiuchus. Ophiuchus. Yeah. Say it. You say it, Jason. Ophiuchus?
Ophiuchus.
Ophiuchus?
Oh,
it's Ophiuchus.
Yeah, Ophiuchus.
Oh, Ophiuchus? That's the new one?
Ophiuchus?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're saying it right.
Ophiuchus?
Anywho.
He's riding a scorpion fighting a snake.
That's pretty amazing.
Anyways, look up your new signs. And then if you believe them, punch yourself straight in the face. Hang on.
Brian May, guitar player for Queen, was, I guess, almost in a fight. With some paparazzi the other day.
Yeah.
But it didn't escalate, just some mean words.
No, they got in a tussle, and they were no actual physical, maybe some shoving, but that's it.
Here.
Yeah, you got to stop, though, because I ain't doing
Please,
this.
Please, excuse me. We said no.
Come on, mate.
All right, is this going to get ugly? Because you put it down now, or else something ugly happens. Do you understand?
Come on, mate.
You stop now.
Come on, please.
Hey, please. Wait. No, I'm serious. No, I'm deadly serious. What a parasite you are. Just leave us alone, dear. Do you not understand?
Come on.
All right.
Come on, babe.
You go away now.
For the record, I don't disagree with him at all.
No.
Paparazzi, terrible human being.
It was in Australia. He was meeting some fans. They were getting too pushy, and he stood up, which is great.
Yeah.
For some reason, because he first said something ugly is going to happen, which you never hear anymore when people are going to start fights. And the whole parasite line. It's kind of start thinking of like old-timey insults.
And yeah.
Like it was almost like he almost sounded like somebody from like the 1800s.
Oh, for sure. Like when he was talking about it later, he would have said like, he had just about enough intelligence to open his mouth when he wanted to eat, but certainly no more. You know, things you got to think about, right?
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. It means he's an idiot.
Yeah. There's a list here. Like all hat and no castle. What does that mean?
Means
that guy's all hat and no cap.
He's all a little bit of talk, but he's got nothing to back it up. Like big horse, no saddle kind of thing, right?
He has no enemies, but is intensely disliked by his friends.
What are you saying?
His mother should have thrown him away and kept the stalk.
Your read is...
That's how it would be.
I can't top it. I can't stop it.
He has Van Gogh's ear for music. I feel so miserable without you. It's almost like having you here.
You do for photography what the Titanic did for winter sailing.
What is going on? Oh, well. So, yeah. Well, good on him.
He is simply a shiver looking for a spine to run up.
You gotta bring those back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he's a great insult.
Sure.
Yeah. I love him.
That's better than
like, you bird.
Yeah. How unoriginal.
I'm in a perfectly wonderful evening, but this wasn't it.
I think you broke in, Jamie.
Biggs and Bar Show. On 106.1 J.
Instant answer question time, instant answer question time, instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text your questions, we'll answer as many as we can.
762-555.
If you had to make love to a fruit, which would you choose?
Pumpkin.
Is that a fruit?
Sure.
Or is it a vegetable?
Ooh, because it grows off like a vine?
I don't know. Probably maybe a warm cantaloupe, like a really nice ripe one.
It has to be super ripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If kiwi, if I guess kiwis, depends on your preference.
If kiwis were bigger, I'd say like a big warm kiwi.
Yes. Pumpkin is a fruit. Yeah,
you'd have to put a hole right through the kiwi.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it has to be bigger.
What's with fat guys that wear shorts in the winter? Well, they're hot.
Yeah. What do you mean? Is that really a difficult question to figure out? They have a natural coat. It's their fat.
Yeah.
What did you not expect in Ottawa? What surprised you?
Oh, we got a new boss after a month. That surprised us. Turned out well. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I'd say the roads, the condition of the roads. I didn't know any first world country had roads as bad.
Yeah, no,
it's
that's
like
true.
Like the pothole. Yeah. It's nuts. It's absolutely crazy.
Everything else, pretty right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Why does the big announcer guy sound like he's saying Z-H-E-Z? No, I've wondered the same thing.
There's that one. There's
the
one
ID where the announcer guy says it sounds like Z-H-E-Z.
Zez.
I don't know. We'll get him fired for you.
That's pretty harsh.
Wow, is that what you want?
Did Jason ever work for Medieval Times?
No. I've been to Medieval Times. Did a show there one time where we had to walk around with the horses and stuff like that and be part of the show and have a little sword fight.
Isn't it, what is it about the sand? Like,
I'll tell you what about the sand, because I fought in the sand.
Yeah.
For a radio promotion. I got all dressed up like a knight and got to go fight. They said, don't try to stay out of the sand, like stay on your feet. Definitely don't get it in your mouth because the horses just pee and poop.
Yeah, it is everywhere.
It's just, it's like they don't
giant,
change it.
It's like a giant litter box.
Yeah, it's not like being at the beach where the wind blows it away and the water washes it. No, it's just a big sandbox full of urine.
It's my birthday. What do you wish your loyal listener? Health and happiness, my friend.
Wish you listen to our show and tell all your friends about it.
My neighbors were feeding the birds. Now we have a rat digging tunnels in our yard. What can I pour down the holes to get rid of them?
Oh, gasoline, and then he'll throw a match down and see what happens.
Have you seen videos of people doing that?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Waterworks.
Just drown the poor fellas?
Yep.
Oh, well.
Do you want to be cruel about it? Sure.
They're just living their lives, man. They're just being rats. What does blocking rail crossings have to do with objecting to a pipeline? You're just getting attention,
You're getting attention, and blocking a rail crossing is a good way to get attention because most of the things you use on a daily basis have something to do with being transported by a rail, whether you realize it or not. You don't really think about it because trains, you know, they're on the track. You see them go by. You have to wait for them. You know, bugs you.
Yeah.
But you don't really think about what's in the train, right?
Not usually, unless it's all the cars, and then I try to pick which one I like when they go by.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
I want that one. What else is underrated besides Honeycrisp apples? Well, Honeycrisp apples aren't underrated. They're just people don't appreciate how amazing they are. Like, what other food item would you say is like heads above like the rest? But there's not a lot of food items food where there are multiple of one item. Like when you think of apples, there's like 200 different kinds of apples.
Sure.
And Honeycrisp is the champion without even a question. Like he's the Muhammad Ali of apples.
Like
in his prime,
Ruffles, sour cream and onion are above the all the other chips in the world.
What?
You're a sour cream and onion guy?
Ruffles, sour cream and onion. Any other sour cream and onion?
They're like the worst chip.
They are not.
Do you and your wife Dot sit down to play bingo to eat some sour cream and onion like Ruffles?
I don't know if they're the last on my list, but they're last on my list of like the regular flavor.
Really?
Absolutely.
Nah.
Gross.
Really?
I don't even know you. Huh. I don't even know you.
Sure you do.
Who are you?
Right beside you.
I don't even know you.
What U.S. state has the most man-made lakes?
How are we supposed to know what that is?
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
I don't even know if that's true.
No, it is.
It doesn't matter. All that matters is the greatest state in the United States of America is...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Well, we got to give away a trip to Oklahoma sometime.
Yeah, to where?
I think their tourists, whatever, people
would get word,
get a
right?
hold of us that this world-famous radio show keeps talking about.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Instant answer question.
For the Biggs and Bar Show, we thank you so much for tuning in today. We always do appreciate it. Your next chance to get the hell out of here will happen at 11 a.m. And we're going to give away Bieber tickets tomorrow.
Yeah, yes. So you have to get your message into the Dougie line, 613-216-3849. That's 216-Dougie. Before we start tomorrow's show, I guess.
Sure.
Right, before 5:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you gotta get it in. Here's another example, Jim.
Yeah, here.
Baby, 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 oh, like baby, 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 oh, like baby, 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 oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
There you go. That's a guy who knows his stuff.
There you go. All right, so you call us, you tell us your name, you tell us who the tickets are for, because they're obviously not for you. Most likely, you probably don't want to go see Bieber if you listen to this show or this station.
The level of heroism
that
will be taking place for this winter tomorrow.
Think about how many dads, moms, brothers, uncles, whoever that have called us in the last 3 days. Like, it's got to be close
ridiculous.
To 500.
Yeah. Plus all the messages on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Who are willing to sacrifice their dignity.
Sure.
For people they'd love to get them these tickets to go see a giant teenager. But is he even a teenager?
He's like 24 years
old.
Yeah. Okay, so he's a man. Either way, good on all y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
You don't put your kids or family members first. It's good for you. We're out, yeah?
Yeah, drive safe. It's snowing.
Yeah, be careful in the snow.
It's not that bad.
No, of course it's not.
It's like you can still see the roads.
Humans can't be trusted, Chris.
We're humans.
I know.
Or are we? You ever like do something and then immediately
regret it?
Hate yourself for doing it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure, we all do. Okay. We're all human. Can't be trusted.
Or are we?
Oh my god.